Today begins the new year of the Church with the liturgical season of Advent. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, meaning he comes. Adventus is a translation of the Greek word parousia. When we hear the word parousia, we often think of heaven or the final fulfillment of humanity and the world. As early as the 4th century, Christmas was commonly celebrated on December 25th. After that date was set, the Galatian Sacramentary of the 4th century included 5 Sunday liturgies leading up to Christmas. Pope Gregory the Great in the 6th century further developed Advent liturgies. Advent focuses on 3 comings of Christ. The Word of God became flesh in the infant Jesus nursed by his mother. The risen Christ is present to us now through his Word, sacraments in the Church, the people of God, the mystical body of Christ. And Christ will come again when God's plan for the world has been completed. The final coming of Christ is Advent's primary focus. Advent also looks back to remember that God desired to enter the world as a human, as one of us. As we celebrate Advent, we can realize that God took the initiative to invite himself into humanity. Mary said yes when asked if she would be the mother of the Messiah. God still desires to be invited into our lives and awaits our yes. Perhaps we have already said yes, or we may be hesitant, not thinking we are ready, because our lives are so far from him. The season of Advent is meant to be a time of reflection, watchfulness, and silence. We look and listen to ourselves and to our world. We see where we need God's salvation. We ask ourselves what we desire to be saved from. What do we expect of God? What are we able to do? Perhaps a good meditation for us during the season of Advent is to reflect on Christ's desire to come to us and be in a relationship with us. Christ is waiting. We may not be willing to unlock the door and let him enter, or we may throw open the door of our hearts and say, "Welcome, Jesus, come into my humble and broken abode." The final coming of Christ may be frightening amid hardship and suffering. In Luke's gospel today, Jesus seriously encourages his followers to always be vigilant and watchful. They should pray for the strength to escape the imminent tribulations and for the courage to stand before the Son of Man. We can easily forget the meaning of Advent. Instead, we can find ourselves actively preparing for Christmas holidays with little thought of Jesus. Amid the pressure of shopping, decorating, and other celebrations, we can lose sight of Advent and who is coming. The season of Advent is a time of expectation and watchfulness. We focus on what is happening in our own lives and in the world. We are attentive, waiting, listening, responding. When he comes, will he find us prepared? What are we waiting for? We live now. Christ is always with us now. Are we ready to welcome Christ into our hearts? Are we forgetful of Christ? Are we willing to reach out to humanity and nature where we feel invited to bring renewal, restoration, reconciliation, healing, and new possibilities? Are we willing with Christ to bring saving love. If we do not expect Christ to come, or if we only passively wait for his coming at the end of time, we will most probably not be attentive. So we ask for the grace to be watchful and to stand with courage. The very last word of the Bible is Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. We desire and we pray that Christ will come again. In the traditional Advent hymn composed by John Mason Neale and Henry Coffin, O come, Emmanuel, we sing. O come, desire of nations, bind all people in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.